Hey guys, Tyler Watson here with Impact to Income. Welcome to the show today. We're going to cover some cool concepts. A lot of my clients, they're always seeking to ask better questions. And success really comes down to asking good questions. Success with self, success with others, and your especially your clients. So I just want to cover a few good questions to ask. Now, when you're taking clients, let's say you're an entrepreneur and you want to take your clients through what's called a sales conversation or a strategy session is what I like to call it. In that conversation, you want to talk about 20% of the time and then 80%. So what does that 20% consist of? Well, it consists of stories and good questions. That's pretty much it. Stories and good questions. And when it comes down to the offer, it is showing the content, what they're going to get, and talking finances. But most of the time, 80% of the time, is going to be the person speaking. So let's say you're in an enrollment conversation. Let's say you're talking with somebody and they've known a little bit about you. They're interested in something that you have to offer. So in the beginning of the strategy session or the sales conversation, you want to set the intention. And in order to do that, you need to ask good questions. So a great question to ask is, what inspired you to have this conversation with me? What inspired you to have this conversation with me? They'll elaborate. Then you can kind of set the grounds. So my intention for today is to do XYZ. A good question to ask is, what's your intention? What would you like to get out of this conversation for this to be the most productive conversation you've had all week? Okay, then let them talk. As they're talking, you're understanding what they're really looking for. Then you can then you're setting the stage. Then you can dive in and say, okay, great. Now that we kind of know a basis of what we're going to do, then let's dive in. And you always want to talk about their vision. So a great question to ask is, what in three years down the road, what would have to happen in the next 3 years for you to be able to just look back and be completely amazed at the results you've been getting? Like complete miracles. What would have to happen over the next 3 years for you to say, wow, this has been the most incredible journey in whatever it is that you're coaching them on or teaching them on or your product delivers? That way you get an idea of what it is that if it's like a complete miracle, they're like, whoa, 3 years? Maybe you talk about their finances, maybe you talk about their relationship, maybe their health, any of those options, wealth, health, happiness, you name it. And that way you understand what they are looking for. As you dive in, then you'll understand more about their vision. You'll see, okay, great. What would be the primary focus over the next year? What out of all these things you've just shared, what's the most important thing to focus on? Phenomenal. So if you got XYZ, you'd be completely fulfilled. What a great question, right? So if you did these things that you told me, you'd be completely fulfilled. Go a little bit deeper. Then, as you're going along this conversation, you can dive into seeing and understanding what kind of problems or obstacles they're facing. So you can just ask, so out of this vision that you just told me, what do you feel like in your life would slow your progress from you achieving that? And let them talk. Then they state it and you repeat it. So you feel like XYZ is slowing your progress? Is there anything else? What else? What else? And you dive deep. And that way it allows them to open up. And if they get hesitant or it's a little scary for them, that's when you can share a story and relate and be able to be that have that genuine conversation with them. So as you're going through this process and you get down to the problem, then you're going to start asking for some solutions. So give the person the benefit of the doubt. If they've got a problem, they're probably trying to solve it, especially if they're really wanting to. So then you just ask them. So, you know, based off these problems and now you've covered your vision and you have these obstacles that could be stopping you, what are you doing right now to solve these XYZ problems that you just mentioned? And then let them talk. Great. And how's that working for you? Are you getting the results you're looking for? Oh, you're not doing anything. Oh, you're doing this. Okay, great. Well, what else do you need help with? What else do you feel like if you could master it could help you get that quicker? And really dive in and see what they're looking for. And then as you go through this process, you can get to a point where they're looking to commit. And you can ask them, okay, great. Now that we know you're looking for things, are you also looking for opportunity, a greater opportunity to scale this faster? And if they say yes, then you know that you can make an offer. You can show them something. So you say, awesome. Well, I have some ideas that I'd really like to share with you. Is it okay if I share with you some packages or some opportunities for you to take a look at? And if they're a fit, we'll talk finances and get you plugged in. And they say yes. Okay, great. Now you can talk finances, right? You can ask them. So just curious, based off of this, I have some ideas of what you might need. However, I want to understand your financial situation. And you dive in and you ask them about their financial situation. You can ask them, so what? How much money do you have set apart to be able to invest in this, to be able to solve this problem and attain this goal that you just mentioned, or repeat back to them? And then these are the questions you're asking. And so then they share and you say, great, do you have any 401k? Do you have any credit? Do you have anything else? Like, what else are you wanting to invest in this? And before you even get to the investment question, you want to rate them to see how important it is for them. So you just check priority wise. So 0 to 10, 10 being the most important, 0 being not at all. How important is it to you to be able to achieve these goals that you just mentioned and repeat back to them what they say, what their goals were, and solve these problems that you just mentioned and repeat their problems? 0 being the not a big priority, 10 being like the most important priority right now. And if they're not at a 10, you need to ask some more questions. So you say, well, great, if getting this vision and solving these problems are not a top priority, it's not a 10 out of 10, what in your life right now is a top priority? Because you want to see what they're really focused on, right? If they're not going to focus on what you're going to help them with, then they're probably not a good fit. So you're going to see, and then if they're like, oh man, it's a 10 priority, it's really top priority, then you can help guide them. And you can say, great, well, now that you're 10 out of 10, then we'll share with you some opportunities and get you plugged in so we can help you make this work faster. Then you talk finances, ask them some questions about it, see where they're at, and you can share with them your package or your blueprints. If you are plugged in with my stuff, you know what that means. If not, you probably should get plugged into my stuff so you can know what that means. And then go from there. So then it's like, okay, great. So here's your package. Then you just say, great, would you like to sign up for this? Would you like to do credit? Would you like to do cash? And then you just ask them and they say, yes, I would. And so then you take it. And that, my friends, are a bunch of good questions and is the flow of a strategy session, of a sales conversation. So if you just go out and rock it at that, you'll be able to do wonders because you're listening to the person. You're talking only 20% of the time. The client is really talking 80%. And that way you can understand them. You can really listen to what they need and serve them at the highest level possible. So thank you guys so much for listening to this. If you'd like to experience it for yourself, go to thefreedomcatalyst.com. And sign up and register for a strategy session or for one of the courses that teach this in depth. So thefreedomcatalyst.com, and we will see you on the next show.